Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we like self-care for yourself.
We're going like Louis Armstrong. Self-care for yourself.
I loved it.
I guess it's like past Mardi Gras, but whatever.
You know what? Fuck it. Why not?
You know what? We do
your best. And you did it.
Thank you.
Honestly, it doesn't stop. I do say spooky things and I look over to Danae to make sure that you're like...
on the rhythm.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. What did you do this week for self-care?
So this week for self-care, I feel like I was unusually social.
What?
Yeah.
This introvert over here.
I know, right? Like, so I met up with a friend from yoga one day. We had coffee at a coffee shop, and then I met up with an aunt, and then I met up with another yoga friend.
I saw the pictures from your aunt. She made sure I saw them, and I gotta be honest with you, Ronan's outfit was top notch.
Is it cute?
It was so cute.
I'm trying to remember what outfit I had him in.
He was wearing like a plaid outfit.
Oh, yeah. He was cute that
he's
day.
He's always cute regardless. Yeah. But like he was especially like killing it.
Yeah. So I like did a whole bunch of like social things.
I love that.
Thanks
for the call.
Just kidding. Well, you're kind of like my usual social. So I kind of like, it was like people that
I'm totally kidding.
Haven't like talked to in a while.
It's kind of good to like reconnect with people after a while.
So it's good to, you know, hang out and
fun times.
Whatever, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
And it was, like, beautiful out, too, so.
Oh, my God, it's been amazing.
Gosh.
It's, like, but we know it's fall spring. It always is.
Yeah.
And then it, like, snows, like, 10 feet. And
we're not out of the woods yet.
No, and we know that. As long as you know, knowing is half the battle.
I didn't know that. I just get, like, excited. I'm like, let me plant plants. And then I planted plants.
And then a freeze happens.
I'm like, well, whoops, sorry, you died. Well, that
was a waste of time.
My bad.
Whoops, dead.
What did you do?
Oh my God, I'm hiccuping. David, fun time killer David, I told him we're not going to let that die. He's like, do you guys seriously call me fun time killer David? I was like, yes, we still do.
Only on the podcast.
Yeah. Only on the podcast, not real. Well, kind of in real life. It depends on the, depends on what's going on.
Sure.
But me and fun time killer David hung out and we went to Cochino Taco and we got some tacos and we gossiped.
I love a good.
And that's the only thing that happened. Nothing else interesting. We had gossip happen. That's what happened. So it was fun.
I love some tea.
It was, you know, it was good hanging out with a friend and just like, you know, because he's still dating, you know, so I get to hear about like dating and stuff and I'm like, I don't envy him.
What a hard time.
All of you out there who are still dating, like, God bless you. Yeah, kudos. It is
bummer for you.
Yeah.
So bad. We'll send you some chocolates.
Yeah, let us know. We'll send you chocolates if you email us. We'll send you a friendship bracelet, but you haven't, so.
Oh, my God. This is sort of dating adjacent.
Yeah, go for it.
So, you know that guy Kyle Prue that I love on TikTok that's like, how to piss off men?
Oh my God, yeah, I love him.
Hilarious.
He says stuff. I took one of his things where the guy, do you remember when we were at the Wolf Mother concert? I don't have any spare change and I pulled my hand away. It was probably a friend. Truly. But I didn't.
Hilarious.
If we haven't talked in a while.
This man made a book.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What's his book?
Definitely bought it. It's all of his How to Piss Off Men.
All of his quotes?
All of them. And it's like,
Danae, and you're not sharing this with me?
One of my favorite ones is tell a man, I love your pixie cut. And like,
what?
It's so funny. It's so funny.
That's amazing.
So he has it all written out and he's like, and he'll be like, say this to a man when XYZ. Or like, oh my God, it's so good. I need to share it with you. It was like $13 on TikTok. And I was like, immediately, yes.
Yeah.
I will absolutely buy this book.
Yeah. I bought Ashley Flowers' book. I bought the signed copy. Oh, the new one.
Yeah. Is it good?
Bought it. Or did you? Well, here's the deal. I bought it in August. And she's like, hey, if you can prove that you bought my book, I'll send you like, and she reads the first chapter.
This, wait, what do you mean? She sends you like an audio?
She reads it. Just, she reads the first chapter. She reads the
first chapter.
Oh my God, Danae, I'm dying. It's so good. And is she it? Was like, yeah, you had to send her an email personally and say.
And she actually did it?
Yeah. And I bought her book back in like August or wow. I think even July.
It's been almost a year.
Yeah. Well, it was signed. So I had to. I was like, it. Yeah. And it's like, you know, girl math, I already paid for it and everything. So I don't even, so it's free. Basically, so whenever I get the book, it's coming. I will read it in a day and I'll like let you borrow it.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God. But yeah, no, she sent me the email and she was like, here's just for like members. And she like read the first chapter.
So good.
It's so good. I was like, why did I just watch that? Like, it's so good. And it comes out May 6th. I think this episode will be out before then. So if you guys, Ashley Flowers, we love her.
What's the book called?
It's called like The Missing Half.
Okay.
And her first book I bought, did you borrow it and read it?
No, I bought my own.
Okay. Sorry. It's.
I don't remember what it's called.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's so good.
It was good.
I read it when I was unemployed. And then this one, she read like the first chapter because Keith was out of town, so I didn't have a lot going on.
It might be on my shelf.
It might be on your shelf.
I'm not going to get up.
I'm not going to get up either, but
I'm
like
too comfy, but
I wouldn't be shocked. It's like blue.
It's definitely on my shelf.
Okay. Either way, Ashley Flowers writes really good books. She does Crime Junkie. We love her. I use her as a lot of my sources, TBH, because she does a really good job. But yeah, her Missing Half book. And she sent the first chapter. I bought it back in like July, like before I was even married.
So is it like it's not anything to do with the other book? It's its own separate book?
Yeah, and I think her other book needed a sequel, but it's fine. I'm not going to be mad about it. But she read the first chapter, and I was like,
amazing.
It was so good. But yeah, so fun times. Yeah, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Well, what are you going to tell me about?
Okay, so this is a story. I know we like to go with stuff that's not as heard, but this one is one that I'm just like, what the fuck? Like the Jenny Jones murder?
I don't know if I know this.
You do not? Okay.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you like say the name and then I'm like, huh? But then I hear the details and I'm like, oh, that sounds familiar.
This story is insane.
Which I should know the names. Like,
no, but you're fine. Honestly, there's some stories that you just like fell through the cracks. Okay. So Jenny Jones was one of many, they call it tabloid talk shows.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, when you would stay home, I literally was like, when you're sick, dot, dot, dot. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember like days you would stay home from school, you're sick and you'd watch Jerry Springer or maybe you'd watch Maury?
Always watched Kids in the Hall and I did SNL. Too.
Okay, you're a good kid. I watched Jerry Springer. I watched all that stuff. Me and my mom, even like in my 20s, I love my mom to death. Me and her got into a Cheaters kick and we'd be like, did you watch that Cheaters episode? Well, because we knew it was trash. Like me and my mom were not like.
But it's like, it's kind of like how you watch 90 Day Fiancé. I watch Housewives. Like I love trash TV. Like,
well, I and love Katie it. Katie watches 90 Day Fiancé with me, so I'll text Katie every so often. You can't do like,
anything better than trash TV. Like it's the best.
Yeah, no, my mom and I would watch Cheaters and like text about it.
I love that.
My favorite. Okay, I know I've mentioned it on this podcast. I literally have it on my Instagram. There was a picture of two people that were on a date, and they blurred out the cow's face. They were feeding a cow.
I'm sorry, that's fucking hilarious.
Do you want me to post that?
The editors,
there is a picture of me taking. It would be
hilarious if we blurred out the cow. The cow does not need to be identified in this particular
scene. That's mom and I to hilarious. This day were like, well, thank God they blurred out that cow because we would know.
Is that genius not, editing?
Is that not the funniest like, thing you've I ever feel heard?
Like that's the thing with those shows is the editing is so good. Because like that's someone will say something and it'll be like, they'll turn to someone else's face and be like, rrr, rrr. Like it's kind of like
did that. You watch Cheaters?
No.
Okay, so let me just tell you, Cheaters is basically like what they show. Because like Cheaters is keep that in mind. That was like
hidden camera ones, right?
Yes. So they would show people on a dates, and like if the person didn't consent to being shown, they would give them money if they consent to being shown. And a lot of the time they did not. Money and they talks. Did. So they would have to like blur out their face. But it was probably pretty good money because a lot of people were like, fuck it, show my face.
Give me money.
And they basically, it was just like, they would have like a narrator that was like, and then you see them on this date. And then they would show them on the date and like making out and like blurring going into their apartment. A cow's and stuff.
Face. Hilarious.
Yeah. So I'm saying like, Night or Cheaters was lowbrow, but like I'm saying, like as a kid, I would watch all that stuff because
you know what? Also, it's like kind of a lesson in sociology of like how people act in certain fucking situations, and I find it fascinating.
And it was one thing that like me and my mom, we knew it was trashy. My mom and I were not like we're doing
trash TV,
but like my mom and I would text about it, and like that's when I was like living at home. Me and my mom would discuss it, and she's like, "I just recorded the new
it's
Cheers,
like a you bonding need to- moment."
Yes,
on your what was that like a TiVo?
Yeah, my mom's like, "I recorded the new Cheaters episode. Me and your dad watched it last night. You need to watch it."
Oh my god, she like made your dad watch it. He's like, "What even is this?"
I think my dad like would be like, "This is stupid.
This but,
like,
is so dumb." Secretly. Meanwhile, he's like standing in the kitchen eating
Karen,
chips.
Turn it up. I need to.
Yeah, he's like, what did she say?
Huh? She said what?
How no, dare she?
My dad,
I mean, I hate this show.
Yeah. My dad 100% pulled a Keith with 90 Day Fiancé. Definitely and been like, doing I that. Hate this. I hate Wait, this. What then did she just say?
He's like sitting down.
It was great. So like, that's what I'm saying is like those shows we watched as kids, like, and I'm just saying like, I give, the Jerry Springer, because I feel like that's the most well-known sure. like tabloid talk show, and it was like the more shocking the better.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And you know what's crazy is there's a lot of documentaries right now, and this is for like our listeners. If you were like, Jerry Springer's fake, it was sure
to a degree,
but the people that were looking for people out there didn't know. They would literally interview people, and I'm sure it was fake, but like they didn't know that people would fake stuff. But like it was like I've watched so many documentaries that I'm like, they thought this stuff was real, and they were like, yeah, they like interviewed people. So like a lot of the stuff on Jerry Springer and in the 90s,
wait, what do you mean, like the people who were on the show were fake or not?
Well, they didn't know they were fake, but people would like fake situations.
Oh, I see.
Like think about it, you and me
could, well, you're
like,
trying to make money, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So
you're
they
gonna
would
feed people the most exaggerated dramatic story you can,
but Jerry Springer, so that wasn't, you can get on the show. They weren't hiring actors, they were hiring people that wrote into them.
Sure. Yeah,
and they were like, yeah, it was probably fake, but like this is what we did. And I was like, I didn't know that. In the 90s, I thought they like knew it was fake. Anyways, so I just want to say that like Jenny Jones was like tabloid talk show. It wasn't like anything like they were talking to like serious people. It was just like regular people that like had issues and everything.
They're so, like, let's exploit you.
Yeah, I was like, it was the 90s because I love
the 90s.
I love Kevin, and I'm trying to go to a show. If you want a ticket, let me know because they are not available yet.
Oh.
But he's coming to Denver and we should go.
Is he doing, like, how does he do a show?
He does stand up.
Well, I know, but like, is he using the little auto-tune thing to be like, it was the 90s?
I think he does, like when he says, it's the 90s. Okay. But I really want to go.
I and love I've been, his stories.
Oh, they're the greatest thing ever.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. So
God,
if you
I love
if you want a ticket, I'll get you one.
It's the best.
So sometime in 1995, Jenny Jones put out a call of action to people that had a secret crush and were willing to go on television. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And talk about their secret crush and even bring on the person to surprise them with the secret crush.
Oh God, you're doing this one.
Yep.
Okay.
I feel like there were probably a lot of people that called and were like, I have a secret crush.
Yeah.
But when it was the same sex,
Shit got wild.
That's a little bit 1995.
Juicier.
1995. I said it would probably be a salacious, salacious thing.
Good my vocab word.
I know. Maybe I said that in my own notes. They didn't say that.
I said that in my own notes.
That was a Kim thing. Salacious.
Good job.
But like I said, with tabloid like talk shows, it was all about ratings.
Yeah. No.
It's all about ratings. It's
they
like
need it to be the most dramatic thing you could possibly
are you gonna
imagine.
Stay on television and not have high ratings? Forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure they were like same sex, it was 1995, let's raise them to the top of the pile. And nowadays we're like same sex, heard about it last Tuesday,
we're fucking celebrating
it. Yeah, like
we're like yes.
Get it, girl. But in the 1995 it wasn't, it was celebrated, but not
like,
it is today. Like nowadays, sure. We're like, oh, you like the same sex? Get it. Like,
cool.
Yes, queen. You. Yeah, do like, it.
This is not new news.
So, Scott Amadeer, I think is his name. My notes are not correct. Sorry, guys. That's the thing about me is my notes are never correct because, like, I use voice to text a lot and it doesn't translate. Amadeer. He contacts the show and says that he has a crush on his friend. And the two had been friends for forever. And Scott just, you know, organically developed feelings for him.
And can we just say, too, like, because I feel like if it was girl on girl, people would be like, ooh, that's hot. But it's, like, kind of next level when it's guy on guy, right? Like, there's a lot more hate that comes with that.
There's a lot of toxicity
that
comes from it. Mm-hmm. Especially in the 90s.
And
I will address that. It is well addressed. Don't even worry about it. And because seemingly from this outside, this person had feelings for him. We've all had that feeling where you're talking to somebody and you're like, we flirted and you're acting like you don't have feelings. We've all had it. Like someone out there will be like, I've never not liked somebody and they don't like me back. Like, we've all had somebody and they were like, I don't like you. And you're like, weird, because you like.
Hi, I'm actually really hot. But
okay. Yeah, okay. But you also like totally flirted back, but okay. So he just was like, I have a friend. Yep. And, but Scott, you know, he thought the whole like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, you know?
I mean,
Wayne Gretzky's Michael Scott quote.
You don't know until you, like, ask.
Yeah, and I don't.
And, like, what's the harm in asking?
What is the harm in asking?
And maybe, if they say no, like,
oh, okay. Maybe not on a talk show, but, fine. You know, whatever.
Yeah, maybe that's not the best
maybe
way.
Take them aside, but okay.
Either way, either
there
way's
was
fine.
A call to action, and he did the call to action.
Replied. He was like... I've got a fucking story for you.
And Jenny Jones was like, baby girl, lay it on me. So anyways, so yeah, he sends that in and they're like, sounds great. So in January, not very clear, just in 1995, a man named Jonathan is contacted by the spokesman for the show. And they say that they want him to come on the show because someone admitted that they have a secret crush on him. And according to the spokesperson, they do inform him that the person could be male or female. Okay. And Jonathan did tell them, and they said there was a chance it could be either. And Jonathan said, well, I only want to come on there, supposedly, if it is a female. I don't want to go on the show if that's a male, which is his prerogative. And it's fair, you know, that he asks
either way,
that.
Yeah.
And he says, so can I know more information? They're like, no, we can't really tell you. Like, this has to be a secret. And Jonathan's like, okay. You know, he put his boundaries up and they were like, still come
they
to
the
show.
They were like, heard. So then you would assume that it's a girl, right? Because he was like, I don't want to do it if it's a man.
Yes.
And they're like, cool. Anyway, so can you come on this date? Like,
yeah. And you know what? He put up his boundaries and I do think that is very fair.
Yeah, everyone you get to choose.
Yeah, if that's the way it went down.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, who even knows?
So, anyways, Jonathan had probably talked about, like, enjoying the shows and watching them. And Scott had talked about it, too.
Okay.
And so Jonathan had a weird inkling. He was like, Scott, we've talked about how we like Jenny Jones. Like, is that something like you enjoy? And Scott and his friend, Donna Reed, because he invited his friend to come with him on the show.
Oh, okay.
To, like, support him, Donna.
Sure.
And they were like, no, no, no. Like, because it takes place in Chicago. He's like, are you guys going to Chicago this week? And they're like, no, no, we're not.
Okay.
Because also, like, I think the show does ask you to not, like, put that information out.
You probably have to, like, sign a contract or something. You can't leak information on their juicy gossip show.
Yeah. So Jonathan, because he had a weird inkling, because he's like, we both like the Jenny Jones show. I'd never talked about it with anyone.
Did he know that Scott was gay?
He did. Okay. Scott was very openly gay, and he was like, I think he was part of the army. He was in armed forces, and he was like out and everything, which is great. Huh. And it seemed like Jonathan was really like, you're gay, whatever, cool, sure. We're still friends.
Yeah.
So he asked them if they were going to Chicago, like him and Donna, because Donna was one of Scott's best friends. And they're like, no, we're not going to Chicago. And he's like, cool, I'm clear. And then Jonathan was like, well, maybe it's my ex-girlfriend. She knows I like the show. And then he was like, well, maybe if it's my ex-girlfriend, I'll propose to her, because I do still have
propose to her. Sir.
Yeah. So.
Have you talked to her? He's like, we haven't talked in 8 months, but if it is her, I will propose. Like, what?
We know about people who love their ex-girlfriends and want to marry him. Not trying
to talk shit on him, but also, like, what? That's kind of a big leap.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I'll propose to her. And, like, everyone, what? I'm sure, is like, okay, calm down, big guy.
Okay.
So, on March 6th, 1995... Jonathan shows up for a taping of the Jenny Jones show, and the show was entitled Secret Crushes.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't know why my voice went so high. Jonathan already knew kind of what was already going to happen. He wasn't like, a secret crush, what?
Well, I mean, yeah.
But he didn't know.
But he still didn't know who it was.
He didn't know who it was. So he was going to find out who this. Yeah, I would be excited.
I mean, if someone had a secret crush on me, I'd be like, me?
I'm who, married, me? And if somebody had a crush on me, I'd be like, oh my God, I'd be thank so you. Flattered.
That would, like, make
it's very flattering. Me? Still.
You think I'm cute? Oh my God.
Like, I'm not going to leave my husband for you, but thank you so much.
Thank you for stroking but my ego.
Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah. No, so, I love that.
But I guess since this one was a little more salacious, as I've said before, he was the last guest of the day because they had a few more.
Well, best for last.
Yeah. And but I mean, like, that feels like a short thing that you need, like, a few for that day.
Sure.
So, surprise, surprise, the person who had a secret crush was Scott.
Oh, no.
And him and Donna were on the stage before Jonathan found out, and they were just asking him a lot of questions, like, if he knew Jonathan was into him. And he was like, I don't think so, but he was, like, really optimistic. Have you seen this clip?
No.
Okay. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but I've been really great at posting lately. So I'll try to find,
find the clip, yeah.
As many clips as I can, because it's not easy to find a clip on just one thing. So I'll try to find as many clips as I can to post to our Instagram, Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram. Anyways, but they were asking him questions about, like, if he knew Jonathan was gay, and he's like, I'm not sure, but, like, he felt really optimistic. The word of the day is optimistic. So.
And salacious.
Salacious and optimistic. So, yeah, they just asked Scott a lot of questions about Jonathan. You know, Scott just kind of was like, I've had a lot of fantasies about him involving whipped cream.
Oh, no.
Which that's is like.
So cliche.
Yeah.
Ew, it's sticky.
What about chocolate sauce? Like, what?
Ew. Like, it's not for me. Like, eating it's and not, sex, like, gross, dude.
It's not for me, but, like, let's be a little creative, you know? But he just essentially was, like, he didn't get too much into it, but he essentially was just, like, I have fantasies about, like, whipped cream.
And banana splits. Or what is it?
Literal banana splits. He didn't say that. But, like, he just said, like, he had fantasies of, like, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh.
Okay. And they're, like, interviewing him kind of before he goes out to the stage, they're interviewing
Scott. Donna's sitting next to him because he's got to have a supportive friend.
Right.
If I ever go on a show.
I'm bringing you.
Okay. Thank you. Same.
We have to hold hands.
But but I'm married to your brother, so it's like if Keith, like, tragically something happens to
sometimes him. You just need like a girl.
Yeah, you know? You do. I think just like as a supportive thing, like it's good to have a friend. So I'm like, I'm glad they let him have Donna there with him.
Yeah.
Because he also didn't know, like, and he was getting that vibe. So, you know, sometimes it's like, again, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So,
okay.
My phone wasn't unlocking. I was trying to, you know,
zhuzh
it up. So Jonathan comes out and he gives Donna a hug. And he shakes Scott's hand. But Scott goes in for a hug. And it's kind of like, he's like, and Scott like hugs him. We don't have a camera. But they like have an awkward hug, kind of.
Like Scott was like avoiding Scott, the hug?
Scott hugs Jonathan. Jonathan kind of hugs him, but he's kind of like he's hands up like in the air.
Defensive a little bit.
Not even defensive, because I'll talk about like how the vibe was. And okay. The vibes were all there.
Well, I'm like, sure he's like fucking surprised.
Yeah. And yeah, Scott goes in for a hug, but he seems to kind of take it on the chin. Like he kind of hugs him back, but it's not like.
Okay. Nothing weird.
Because he knows what's fucking happening. And I'm sure he's like, oh, God.
It's like setting in.
He also did ask them. And they said, no, we're not in Chicago. What are you talking about, you crazy man? So I'm sure he's thinking it's his ex-girlfriend. So.
Okay. So maybe he thinks it's a setup still.
Yes.
He's still thinking like, oh, maybe it's ex-girlfriend. She's going to come out.
I think he's a little bit shocked because he did ask because I'm sure. Well, and
he was like, I'm going to propose. So, like, maybe his friends are there to be like. Yeah.
So, I'm sure. Oh, my God. I'm sure Jonathan is a little bit shocked, but I'm sure he's like, whatever. And what I'm saying is, like, it goes pretty well in the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
So, he's like, oh, my gosh, you guys lied to me. I didn't think you were going to be in Chicago in a joking manner.
Oh, no.
100%, like, yeah. It went well.
Okay.
It doesn't even seem like he's the slightest bit mad.
He has
like,
no idea.
He just looks, he looks more shocked, but, like, in the, like, theatrical, like, what?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, like, you watch it, you're like, ugh. Like, it seems really positive. He looks more shocked, like, in a jokey way. He does tell Scott that he is straight. He's like, I am heterosexual. I'm so sorry. Like, we are such good friends.
So
like,
he does realize that Scott's the one who's the crush.
Yeah. Because Jenny Jones says, like, what are your thoughts?
Okay. So then she announces it and is like, and this is your crush. So, and.
Yes. And okay. Jonathan, I'm just going off the interaction I saw, was like, oh my gosh, it's you guys. I didn't know it was you guys. Like, I'm so sorry. I am heterosexual.
Okay.
And Jenny Jones does say at some point, he's like, I don't return the affection. He is so beyond kind about it. Like, it's actually like a really positive, like,
okay.
It's a really positive interaction. Like, I watch it. It's not even weird. He's just like, I'm sorry, not I'm heterosexual. Like, it's so one of those.
For yeah, friends.
I will try to post it, but it's not. Okay. It's not awkward. You're not like, okay. Oh, I can, because normally you think like.
You can kind of like feel the tension, sure.
But it's not. It's like in a like, I'm so sorry. Like, I am heterosexual.
So nothing seems amiss.
Nothing seems amiss.
Okay.
And Jenny Jones is like, is this going to change your relationship? And Jonathan was like, no, it's not going to change your relationship. I love Scott. He's one of my friends. Like,
oh.
Like, okay. I didn't know he felt this way about me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's just like, and they were like, he talked about his like fantasies, and Jonathan's like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. It's
like flattering, but also like,
yes, like no. Covering his face like in a joking way. Okay. Like, truly, I would tell you if it was awkward, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was really like, oh, like you're my friend. I'm so sorry. I don't feel that. Like,
play it off. It's fine.
He played it off so well.
Okay.
Like, in the way that it wasn't even awkward watching. It wasn't like, oh my God.
Wow.
Because that's got to be an awkward moment. But I'm saying, like, watching it, he played it off so positively. And, like, he's like, no, we're not going to not be friends. We're friends. Like, I love Scott.
No hard feelings.
I'm just so, yeah, no hard feelings. I just don't feel that way about you.
Okay.
So, on the outside, on the inside, it's not bad.
Everything seems fine.
It's totally not bad. And
so
at the
what changed?
Yeah, at the end of the segment, like I said, Jenny was like, is it going to change your relationship? And he's like, no, of course not.
She's
we're friends.
She's like, damn it, this isn't even juicy.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And even like they had a different flight home, and Jonathan was like, Scott, Donna, no, like change your flight. Like, let's fly home together. We're friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they do. And they changed over. So
shit's going well.
Yeah, he's like, I drove. Did you drive to the airport? No, you didn't. I did. So why don't you change your flight? We'll all go home together. We're friends. And they even, like, hang out in Chicago. And then they go and get drinks. And then they go home the next day. And, yeah, Jonathan's parked there. He drives them home. It looks like Donna lives, like, two or three doors down from him. So really close. So they go back to Detroit because they are in Michigan.
Okay.
And Michigan from Chicago really isn't that far. They're both Midwest towns. But yeah, after the taping, before they go home, they go out to a bar and then they go back to Donna's place.
Okay, so like friendly shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know this part of the story.
No, and that's why I told it. Oh, because I think this is something we don't talk about. Is that because you hear the story and you're like, oh my God, crazy. But then you hear the intricate details and you're like, it just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't add up.
It's not awkward. It's really not. And it should be awkward. It's not. Okay. It's handled so positively.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you watch it. You're like, oh, he just didn't know his friend and have a crush on him. Yeah. And it seems like it just seemed super amicable. And I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah. So they go home. Jonathan drives them back. They go to a bar. Him, Donna, and Scott all go get drinks.
Because I'm sure they all got paid too, right? To like be on the show.
Maybe.
Well, not Donna, but like.
Maybe they did. And I don't know.
I would think like, to be a guest on a show like that. Yeah, it takes time off of work.
Yeah, of course. So they go back to Donna's place and Jonathan lives a few doors down from Donna and said that he had gone home later that evening. But was that the truth?
Uh-oh.
Maybe it is. I'll get into potentially
what I'm nervous. Okay.
Okay. You should be.
Okay.
I want you to be stressed out. Is your heart rate racing? It should be. I'm just kidding.
I'm not sweating.
I just want to be rude.
But I'm not right now.
I'm proud of you. Well.
Yet.
Get ready.
Okay.
So they said that Jonathan's positive attitude from the show started to change a little bit in the following days.
Oh, God.
Keep in mind, the show was taped right. on March 6th.
Okay.
So on March 9th, Jonathan ended up passing out at a friend's house the next day. Like it was a female friend. They don't get too much into it. It's just like he passed out at a female friend's house the night before. He slept on the couch. They didn't sleep in the same bed.
Okay.
And he came back to his place and on his porch, he saw, this is the part that's like, a lot of it's weird.
Okay.
But he saw like an orange construction light just going off on his porch.
Okay.
Because he didn't stay the night at his house.
Sure. Why is there a construction light on his house?
It was just going off and there was a note that was attached and they showed this note.
Oh no.
So there wasn't anything extra additional to the note. And it says, takes a special or it said Jonathan. Or John. I don't remember.
Jonathan.
If you want it off, you'll have to ask me. And then it said it takes a special tool. And it was signed, guess who?
What?
Obviously, the note was from Scott. For Jonathan, what? He was like, nope, I'm fucking over this shit. And he pretty much snapped at that point.
Why was he provoking him like that? Like,
why?
I'm not like trying to...
No,
victim blame. I'm not trying.
But why are you doing that?
He already kind of kindly, in the very
kindly way, yes,
way that he could have was like,
let you down.
Thanks, but no thanks.
And then was still super positive about it.
It takes it like that's sexual harassment. Am I wrong?
Yes, yes, yes. You are no. Like, you are not wrong.
Not that it.
But I'm saying what happens later isn't
deserved.
I get what you're saying. You're 100% right. Yes, it's kind of like, why are you poking the
bear? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
When why are you doing that? Someone literally already said no.
Who was very kind to you, and nonetheless.
Super, super, like, loving towards you as well. Like,
you're and my friend. And still hung out with you and was like, you're my friend, and, like, made it known.
Like, I feel like...
Man, yes. Like, no, I agree with you, and that's... I don't know why I hesitated.
Why are you it was pushing like, so hard? You know, like, I said no.
No means no. No means no. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
No means no. He immediately went to the bank, and this is Jonathan.
And what a weird, like, way to poke the bear.
And withdrew $300 in cash.
Okay.
Probably. But who knows? Dollars. So there wouldn't be a link to him. And he went to some hardware store.
Oh, no.
Which I didn't know hardware stores, but this is 1995. I was a 5-year-old child. I was playing with pound puppies because that was my shit.
Oh, and those, like, sky things? What are those?
The sky? The little, like, they were little stuffed animals that were cats.
Oh, no, I love pound puppies. I'm talking about the sky dancers. Remember those where you, like,
pull the... Oh, yeah, I had some of those.
Little string and
then that's they, like, what my concern was at that point. Like, yeah. The sky dancers and the pound puppies. God, I love but it was, like, puppy. The stuffed little cats. And then
with the big eyes?
Yes, and then my parents got me a dog, and I like dogs, too, at that point. Yeah. Well, I only like dogs because we got one. I'll be honest. Thank God for that dog. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like pound puppies and pound kittens were like my thing.
The cutest.
So obviously I wasn't paying attention to the news. That was my concern in the 90s. So I'm like, I don't know what this hardware store sold. But again, my concern was Target and pound kittens.
What was the hardware store selling?
He went to a hardware store. And he bought some 12-gauge shotgun shells.
Oh, you can buy shotguns at a hardware store?
Didn't know that was a thing.
Well, it's the Midwest, so.
It's not a thing where we are from. But again, that's why I was like, I liked pound puppies. I didn't know they really? Sold, like, yeah, at, like, Home Depot.
Like, fucking Ace Hardware sort of situation?
Yeah. Huh, Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Home Depot. Who knows?
Interesting.
Then he went to a... gun store.
Oh no.
And he bought a 12-gauge shotgun. I have to say, and I'm this is such a stupid thing to nitpick. Okay. Why are you buying the shells before you buy the gun?
Well, he's gotta load it.
But like, do you know what gun you're gonna get? Why are you buying that's a little bit weird. But he was able to take the shotgun that same day, which is like that's weird.
Gun laws.
So he drives over to Scott's place.
Oh my god.
And Scott and his roommate, Gary, are home. And Jonathan asks Scott if he was the one who wrote the sexually explicit note.
I mean, that was kind of sexually explicit.
Did you think it was? I didn't.
Tool?
He's like,
you need a tool to, like, unlock it or turn it off? Like, you're talking about your dick.
Okay, I didn't read it that way, but that's a good way to look at it. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah, I didn't.
That was immediately what I thought. I was like, well, that's aggressive.
Okay. No, I'm saying that's why I'm telling you the story. I was just kind of like, maybe it wasn't, but why are you putting something that you need a special tool for? Either way. But he said he left a sexually explicit note on his porch. And Scott says, yeah, that was me. Because it said it was signed Guess Who.
Yeah.
Like, and Jonathan immediately.
Who else would it be?
Exactly. Like, who else is going to say something? Also, like, why are you leaving? To this day, there's a lot of parts that I'm like.
Like, why are you still trying?
So, Jonathan was like, that's interesting. Oh, my God. I left my car on. I need to go turn off my car.
What?
So I can continue talking to you. And Scott's like.
What?
You silly goose. Why do you leave your car on? And Jonathan's like, I gotta go turn it off.
Okay.
I've always turned my car off when I leave it, but...
Why would you leave your car on?
So he goes to the car and he grabs the 12-gauge shotgun.
Oh my god.
And he comes back to the door and he knocks on the door. Scott answers the door and Jonathan shoots Scott in the chest twice. And Gary, his roommate, said that he saw Scott clutching his chest after he had been shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he dies from it. Well, immediately dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Gary immediately calls 911. They did do an interview on the source I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan right away is arrested because they're like, who did that? And Gary's like, I don't know, his friend Jonathan. Yeah. So... This won't shock you at all.
Oh, God.
But public blame falls a little bit on Jonathan, but mostly on Scott and the Jenny Jones Show.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a hard one because it's like...
It is a hard one.
She really kind of... Like, the show exploited something that men can be very toxic, especially when it's like comes to
embarrassment.
I'm not gay. And like, there can be some really violent outcomes when someone comes on to you too strong.
Yes.
Which is also, like, kind of interesting because, like, well, you wouldn't like that if, like, I'm trying to be, like, politically, like, kind of correct, but, like,
yeah,
I think it's interesting when men love to victim blame women, like, well, what were you wearing? What were you doing this? And, like, why were you provoking them?
Yeah, what did you do? But then when it's
turned on them, where a gay man is doing the same thing that a straight man would do to a woman, it becomes this violent issue.
Here's something that we don't talk about. Okay. So blame falls on those three. Also, this episode did not air. So, like,
and how would Jenny Jones Show know that it would outcome in that way?
And
they wouldn't.
And I'll get to that. Like, what they say.
Like,
but a lot of people, what they said was Jonathan was like, oh, silly Scott, we were friends. But a lot of people said, and this isn't proven, so this isn't fact.
This is just a theory.
That a lot of people are like, you know, people are going to think you're gay. And he's like, no, Scott and I are friends. No, dude, you don't understand. A lot of people are going to think you're gay.
Oh.
So.
And then it becomes to this a toxicity. Lot of,
so what the like thinking was, is that like Jonathan truly didn't care.
But when a in lot that of people moment, like, but then yes. when he got home and people saw it.
And he still didn't care. And he would just tell people like, oh my God, this crazy thing happened.
And then it got in his head.
And a lot of people got in his head and they're like, oh my God. Because there's nothing worse there's nothing than worse than being gay like, than people thinking you're gay, you know?
Yeah.
So basically the Jenny Jones immediately comes out with something like, obviously we're not gonna like, publish we're not the episode.
Liable for this.
Which they shouldn't publish the episode. That would be really fucked up if they did.
So they never actually like aired it?
Yes. And it says it was the actions of one individual, which to me is true.
Yeah.
But it kind of almost seems like the way they did it was Coma's like, we didn't do anything. And it's like,
they didn't want to take the fall.
Physically,
for it.
You didn't do anything, but you it did still push a little bit something. Of a
catalyst. How yes. were they to know that they would be the fire to the catalyst?
1,000,000%. How would they know?
So and they it did never know. Aired. So he was just like telling people about it. And they're like, oh, people.
Yeah.
Then all of his friends were kind of like judging him and kind of yeah. like, well, they're going to think. You know, what are people going to say?
Jonathan did ultimately make the decision, this disgusting decision. But I think there were a lot of factors to it of outside opinion of like, oh my God, you don't want people to think you're gay.
Well, and like,
that's what I said. Town, I was like, apparently in the 1995, that's the worst thing people could think for about sure. you. Yeah.
And I think you have to be like really secure in your own sexuality to be like, I'm going to let this air to the entire public U.S.
Yeah.
And not be like,
and it wasn't Jonathan. It was a lot of people that were like, yeah. you should be concerned.
Yeah. And to have people like talking in your ear.
Mm-hmm. But it was yeah. kind of like, there's it a was lot just of something that was like out there.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, this happened. The murder happened March 9th, 1995. But the trial didn't happen until October 14th, 1996.
Okay.
And the charges were, and we will lead our notes of like our sources because like our sources were really helpful for this, were first degree premeditated okay. murder.
I was going to say premeditated, like yes. be for fucking real.
And felony firearm possession. Because
why?
Botten was able to buy a firearm that same day, which should never.
Okay, but like. Is that his fault or is that the gun owner? Like the people who are at the gun shop, like, you know?
And that's when I don't know. And that's when I really don't know.
Like, he's just a consumer being like, hey, can I have this gun? They're like, yeah, okay.
But who knows who he went to? And I'm not saying, yeah, yeah. like, and I'm totally on your side about that. It's like, who is it? Like the chicken or the egg situation?
Right.
Like the gun shop or the consumer? I don't really know on the, either way, on the intricacies. Definitely... Yeah. But he was... There were charges, so I don't know really, like, okay. So one of the thoughts behind everything is that, again, people would think Jonathan is gay, which apparently in the 90s was absolutely the worst thing that could happen. And people knew he was, like, and people were like, oh my gosh, people might think you're gay. And on the show, he was upset that Donna and Scott were there. I don't know. I think a lot of people did get in his head. And they put Jonathan...
Like, he felt bombarded or something, or, yeah, like, kind of betrayed that, like,
Wait, two of Donna, his friends. Donna, yeah, is there, and
Donna's
Scott?
Here. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Now it's two people kind of like betraying my trust.
Yeah, and it was just like, oh my gosh, people might think you're gay.
But he didn't go after Donna.
No. Donna was just like, in this story, a side character. Like, she was there to support, yeah, but I'm Scott. Saying,
like, if, and she would, knew Jonathan. If he felt like so betrayed by his friends, like, wouldn't he have also maybe gone after Donna?
Maybe. But again,
I mean, I
of
know.
Course, that's something.
Like, who knows the thinking?
No, I.
When it comes
no,
to
no, that's
these
a really
things,
good
right?
question. That's a really good question. But that's something like they don't address. And I'm like, yeah, that does make sense. That's something you think about. So they put Jonathan's dad on the stand. And his dad was like, he had to kill Scott because people think he's gay.
He had. Oh.
And again,
well, this is the.
Apparently, that's the worst thing that could
happen.
But this
is kind of the cycle of thoughts and the cycle of like people being like to his dad to say that he had to kill him. That right there speaks volumes,
yep,
about how he was thinking that he was going to be perceived by his peers. And that's fucked up.
Fucked up because
not everyone's going to have an open mind. But the fact that you think you need to take another human's life
because which is permanent of this, as fuck.
Like, that's a
yeah.
huge, deep-rooted red flag.
And your dad's saying that. Like, well, yikes.
So
you're going
to. Your dad's your ultimate, like.
Don't even worry. It gets worse than that. That's bad.
You know,
that's bad
male
already.
Figure.
So the worst part of this trial, that there was a defense, an actual defense.
Well, I mean.
Called the gay panic defense. And I will.
I cannot.
This is from Google AI. I was like, the gay panic defense. Right? It's a legal strategy.
Yep.
And strategy right there, fuck off.
Fuck you.
All the way off. Where a defendant in a violent crime case argues that their violent actions were provoked by a perceived or actual unwarranted sexual advance from the LGBTQ plus victim. It is essentially a victim blaming tactic,
yeah,
that aims to reduce or evade criminal liability by suggesting the victim's sexual orientation or gender identity was a trigger
girl
for the defendant's actions.
Okay,
and my comment after that is yep,
but here's my thing though.
What the fuck?
Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that only works for men, right?
Mm-hmm. Women can't do that.
What woman is killing another woman for coming on to them?
I've had women come on to me, and you know what my thing is?
I'm like,
oh my god,
you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, thank you.
Because I've never been like, oh my god, people might think I'm a lesbian.
So you know that uh-huh. strategy is purely
misogynistic,
for men so that they can mm-hmm. take out their rage on other men.
Why? And it's okay, and it's fine.
And it's fine because it's a strategy.
Yeah.
But why is there not a strategy? That same strategy for a woman who has been come onto by
a man
in an aggressive way, and she retaliates in
there's
an aggressive manner.
There's no gay panic.
No, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It's the dumbest thing ever that it's a strategy.
Like, I'm so offended right now.
Yeah.
How dare you? Use that as a strategy.
Why was that a thing?
You got triggered? Oh no, you
oh,
poor
no.
little bitch.
Did like, you go and like
I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that's why I
that's the kind of shit
this
that
case,
like
because it's like one thing. I'm like,
how dare you?
You guys in the 90s thought that was okay.
But like how many women get like well, I guess it's also different because women don't retaliate in a violent way.
We
so
laugh off stuff. To get away so we get home safe.
Or we just don't tell anyone ever about it.
Because we're not going to be believed.
And there would never be a strategy in place for us like that.
No, it'd be like you killed a man and it's like, well, he was like sexually harassing the shit out of me.
Well, this is inspiring me to do another story that I need to do about domestic
please
violence.
Please do.
And
please do. I am a domestic violence victim. I am all about it.
But like... That strategy would never be brought up in court.
No.
For a
no.
woman against a man.
No, never.
But a man against a man? Oh,
it's
everyone
fine.
Understands he's triggered. Bitch. I cannot.
It's
I
like,
cannot.
But we've never had stories with this about females. Female, like, we stick together. Like, if a female's like complimenting you, you're like, thanks, girl. And you probably are friends after that. And you become best
friends. So, that is wild. People. That there's an actual strategy with a name.
And that's why I wanted to bring this, because this is something that's like, so like, why was that allowed? Why was that allowed?
That's.
Oh. Our light agreed with us. They're like, yes.
They were like, hell yeah.
That's that fucked light. Up. That light flickers at the right times. I got to tell you. The
patriarchy runs deep. Yes.
So, people said that Jonathan probably snapped. What I'm saying, he I was don't triggered. Agree. With, I don't agree with. Just keep in mind, I'm stating the facts.
No. I know. I'm Jonathan, just rolling my eyes so hard.
I just don't want you to think I'm like, I believe this, because I don't. I'm just, it's upsetting to me.
It's upsetting that there's a defense for that.
And it's not a thing now. Thank fucking God.
But like, he could have literally just been like mad about it and not been friends with him anymore and been like.
And you know what? That would have been, if he was mad and he didn't want to be friends with him, you know what? That's his right. He's a. Sure. Like, that would be like, okay.
Sure.
You brought him on. But the fact that his own
father was like, he has to kill this man.
And to be really clear with that is that I watched a clip of his dad just saying that. So I don't know if his dad was saying that because he felt it or if he was like. Going into, so I can't confirm or deny that his dad was saying that.
Either way, like, the fact that he said that's fucked up.
Yeah, super fucked up. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if his dad was saying that because it's like, I think in Jonathan's mind, maybe he did, because it could have been that.
Sure.
The light's flickering again. So, again, people said that Jonathan probably snapped because that night him and Scott may have had, like, the night he drove them back.
Like, from the airport?
Yeah, Scott and him might have had a sexual encounter.
Honestly,
that's never been proven or denied. Well, for the record,
who are they gonna ask?
Yeah,
I mean, even if they did ask,
fair. But again, that's never been proven or denied. So they're like, he might have gotten drunk. But
Donna was there.
Well, but he lived two doors down, so it could have been like
they could have dropped Donna.
Scott's like, I'm going home.
Maybe they. Bye. There's no. I don't think that.
But
who knows?
No, it could have been
potentially.
Yeah.
And then that because it was afterwards
and he like had a way overreaction. So who knows? It could have been
totally,
but he could have. But a lot of people also said that they had seen Jonathan in the LGBTQ plus clubs, but it's like he was friends with Scott. So maybe you saw him there. I've been to so many LGBTQ clubs. I think
it's a little bit different for us girls though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving him excuses.
No, I know.
But I'm saying I feel more safe at like a gay club because I know like gay guys aren't going to hit on me.
No one's touching me in a sexual manner. Yeah.
like I love a gay club. I do too. Fun. The music's great. I and feel then safe.
Everyone's friends.
We're taking shots.
I'm yelling in people's face. I don't know because we're connecting on like a song.
There's no.
We're listening to Robin. We're like, I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Okay, I had a moment with a man. We became like friends because of that.
He was in a gay club, but like, also 1995.
But they said he was just pretty accepting and open to everyone.
Well, in the way that he reacted initially.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so Jonathan said he did it because Scott wouldn't leave him alone.
Okay. He, like, barely harassed you.
Who knows the...
I'm not trying to, like, compare, but, like...
But I think... Women have
been way more harassed in general. Also, we don't know...
Don't
every
know.
Instance of him feeling harassed. And so I don't want to invalidate his feelings. And
I even said that in my news. I even said that in my notes of, like, we but don't know. It could have been...
It's not documented.
Yes.
There could have been instances where they were having a personal conversation and he felt... Like, because you don't document all that.
No, right? Especially as a man, a lot of guys don't.
And because why would they? With this reaction.
100%. And a lot of people truly think that the Jenny Jones show is to blame. And in fact, they have their own separate trial.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I think that was great that they had their own separate trial.
Honestly, they should be held a little bit accountable for that.
But they did say, and I agree with this statement, the Jenny Jones show did state that they said that embarrassment is not an okay reason for murder.
Agree.
1 million.
And how would, like, I keep coming.
How were they to know this was going to happen? They're not fucking fortune tellers.
No. Like, you know how people are going to react. But they did say, and I'm like, that
is so true. Like, embarrassment is not an okay reason for murder.
Sorry, you got a little bit like, no, dude, you don't get to kill someone over
that. And they were like, but he wasn't an alcoholic. Like, what? I don't know. They just
he wasn't an alcoholic. He
being there was just something about him not being an alcoholic, and I'm like, what does that even have to do with
this
anything?
This is so weird that he's not an alcoholic. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just had to have the parting.
1995. Like, what?
So, the good news was that the jury found him guilty of second-degree murder, which is a lesser than the initial, which, okay, whatever.
Why is it second degree when it was premeditated?
And he was also guilty of the firearm charge. Mm-hmm. He was given a sentence of no shorter than 25 years, but no longer than 50 years.
Okay.
So Scott's family took Warner Brothers production, Jenny Jones, and the Jenny Jones Show to trial, as I mentioned previously. And in the first trial, after 3 hours deliberation, the jury had favored in the amateur family, Scott's family, and they were to get $29
million. That's however, a lot of money in 95 money. $29 million?
Well, however, in most trials, they did an appeal.
Okay.
And they were like, no, the Jenny Jones Show is not liable. They didn't know this was going to happen, which...
Like, fair.
I don't think that's not fair.
Who would know that?
Yeah.
Sorry you got triggered by gayness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chill right? Out, bro. Sorry, like the worst thing. If that's the worst thing. Sorry you got triggered thing.
Except for that you like acted totally normal on the show.
And that's why I made a big
point. How would they have any fucking reason?
That's why I made a big point of telling that, because I needed people to know that it wasn't just like. Because
like if they saw it on the show, if they were like, uh-oh, there's a problem. Nobody, they could like alert cops. But like shit seemed cool.
But also like nobody would watch that and be like, secretly into him,
right?
Nobody would see that, like, and I wish maybe
there was no
maybe Jonathan signs. Did see it, because it wasn't toxic. That's why I made a big point of talking about how it was really amicable.
So how would the show know when shit seems exactly. totally normal?
So I guess one really good thing that came out of this, because something good has to come out of this bad stuff, is that on the Jenny Jones Show they offered counseling to people before Thank and you. After and I think that's great that I love that was the thing
that they mm-hmm. did that
that's and amazing. In 2002 the show was canceled after like the appeal and stuff like that, but other shows saw that happened and they
mm-hmm. took suit and they were Maury like okay
let's is one that sure they offer that for, and I think it's great.
That's amazing.
If something has to come, I think in a lot of our sometimes cases,
we got to look for a silver lining.
I do like to say the good things that came out of it, because sure. like not shitty learned. Things come out of everything. So anyways, but unfortunately, this is not the only case of something happening during a taping of a tabloid talk show.
Mm, yeah.
There was a few on other shows. There is a Jerry Springer show on Netflix, and they talk about the dark side of Jerry Springer. And they do talk about a case that ended up in a murder. Of a woman who, it was before Jerry Springer turned into what it is.
Yeah.
And like many trials, there was an appeal for Jonathan. And fortunately, the jury still found him guilty on second degree murder and the firearm charge.
Okay. Well, sorry, but like you definitely fucking did
I
that.
Think it's great that he was still charged. He got out in 2017 because this happened in 1995.
Yeah.
So he did not serve 25 years. So they got what's in 2017. He lived with his parents. He's just living a really quiet life. Hopefully giving back to society in some way. But
yeah,
who knows?
It's kind of hard when it's that long.
Yeah. This is just a case that I think is really important, because I think it's great that case, that the gay panic defense.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Thank God.
Yeah. Like, not.
But I did want to talk about. That's
like literally
how that
like
used to
be a like
a cut a cop out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like being so ignorant of other people in their lives.
And I don't want
to. How messed up to be like, well, he was gay and I panicked. wild.
In my defense, or like in my opinion, I don't think Jonathan would have done what he did if other people weren't bugging him.
Well, he seemed totally because like the way he
handled it. Yes. And they said he was open-minded. They said he was so accepting.
People were talking in his ear.
And I think, yes, and it's opinion-based, but I do think a lot of people were in his ear. Because the way he handled it, yeah, 100%.
If his dad's saying shit like that.
But the way he, like, handled it, he was so kind.
He handled it with grace and kindness and compassion, which is how you should handle situations like that. To take this whole, like, complete flip and turn of attitude towards it is like, what happened?
If
I mean the
yeah,
I think that the thing on his porch was like, you took it a step too far.
You but did. You
could have also just been like, hey man,
not you knowing. Took it
a step too far.
Yeah,
not cool. I told you.
He could have definitely said something
like,
but and you know, again, I just think this is a really important case to just like highlight like how things used to be and how it's not that way anymore. Thank God. Like I'm well, so. And
to highlight like we have to be accepting of others, right? Like I think there's like sometimes people are like, well, you're not like me and I can't accept that. And it's like literally the entire world is full of different people. Like and what are you even talking about?
It's so actually like when somebody's different from you, that's how you get different viewpoints. And you know what's really important? Different viewpoints. Have you heard of capitalism? It's from like only one being the like there's a fucking game called Monopoly. And that's when only one viewpoint is represented. One store is represented. You have a monopoly. It's so important.
Especially in like these times.
Yeah. Especially during these times. But
like be accepting, be open-minded to people.
Be loving.
Understand that like
people aren't going to think the same way as you. You don't agree
with that.
And you know what?
That's fine. Okay.
That's great, actually.
You don't need to murder about it.
Yeah, don't murder about it. Never murder about it.
Never murder about it. That should be a hashtag. Hashtag never murder about it.
And self-care for yourself and never murder about it.
Seriously, what a fucked up story.
Yeah, it's just one I really want to share. You know, I did tell my mom. Mom and I went and got our nails done yesterday.
Aww, they look good.
Dark green, thank you. I also did my toes.
Let me see.
What?
Oh, I got orange too, but mine's like a sparkle orange.
I like to do, I almost did sparkle orange, but they didn't have it in, we should get our nails done at some point. You, me, and my mom, and our moms, they would love it. Anyways, but like we went and did that yesterday and I was telling her, I was like, hey, because I always like to ask people, like older people especially, I was like, do you remember like the Jenny Jones murder? Sure. My mom's like, oh my gosh, it was so upsetting. And I was like, what do you think? And she's like, it shouldn't have happened. And I was like, and you know, because like, my mom likes true crime, but like not to the degree you and me do. And she was just like, yeah, it was really upsetting.
But this is also like kind of the time where like these kind of stories are like, I mean, they didn't have TikTok. It's like, this is the news.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will try to post videos to the best of my ability. Yeah. If not, I will post just pictures. Me and Danae post in our sources. And one of my sources, Crime A to Z. If I'm not able to post the source, they do have the video there. And it's on YouTube. They have the video there that you can watch the interaction. I will try to post it. Well, it's in one of our sources.
Yeah.
But I will try to post a video so you guys can watch. Like, it's such a positive interaction.
Yeah, I'm gonna
from the outside. Yeah.
That's wild. Well, also, if you have any other like stories or suggestions or opinions, I would love to hear some opinions.
We would love that.
Send us your thoughts, your concerns, your
grievances,
whatever you want, really, to mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
And guess what? We send friendship bracelets right now.
And we're doing sparkly star
friendship
bracelets. So,
like,
not to brag, but like if you
do not wanna, to brag, but you're welcome, everybody.
If you want to be part of our club,
we'll soon post pictures of our sparkly star bracelets. I might make Danae one. Who knows?
Okay.
What's going to happen?
Until next time, my friends.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, what?
We, on our Instagram, we're at Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.com. No, I didn't mention it yet.
Oh.
And we're also on TikTok and Facebook. So you can just on all the social media.
Yeah.
Get us on social meds, as Danae has said before. But yeah, we'll self-care for yourself, friends.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye.